So, Ray, you're 19 years old, mm-hmm. and you have 5 songs in the UK Top 50 right now.
Yeah.
How has it been in the last few months seeing all that success come along?
It's felt very rewarding. I've had to work quite hard and a lot of really long hours through the night. You know, for like the last 4 years, I've been like, I want a cut, like I want to be a writer and a singer. And it's just amazing that it's happened all at once, you know? Yeah, really incredible.
And all these singles have come out since your Hoxton Square Bar and Kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
So from one headline show to another, you then go on tour with Jessica Lynn.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that tour?
That was insane. Like, experience-wise, I would just say any new singer who is coming up should just go and do a tour like that, because you gain experience, and I think I learned so much about myself and the way I perform, you know what I mean, from just being thrown in front of loads of people. Yeah, I had such a wicked time.
How is it like being out on the road, just on a tour, especially that big?
You know what, I was so tired. Like, as soon as I finished the show, I just went back to the hotel and went to sleep. And I think if I didn't, I would just be like really worn down. I think from that kind of like, I think it was like 2 weeks on tour. Like, I really have to just give respect to those people who go on tour for like months and months at a time, because it's very like tiring, and you're quite separate from everyone, you know what I mean? You're like having to focus on you and your job all day and all night, even though it's only like an hour set. You're like nervous before you get off, but you're still a bit nervous because you know you've got tomorrow coming. But it's super exciting though, like really incredible experience. Yeah.
And while you're out and about on tours like that,
yeah,
do you still try and carry on with writing and getting the music sort of ready?
Yeah, I think so. I'm always like writing ideas and voice notes and stuff, and that's mostly where my songs start from, like a little voice note or a little like scribble of words. So yeah, I'm always doing that. Yeah. So I gathered like a couple little ideas from Jess Glynn, and I was away doing that for in my head what seemed like so long. I just couldn't wait to get back into the studio again. Yeah.
And you started writing songs when you were about 11?
Yeah.
And then you went to Brit School and left before the songwriting courses began.
Yeah.
So what were your first lyrics like?
They were like, my first actual lyrics was when I was like 8 and 9. Like, I was writing songs about like homeless people.
Okay.
And why, I think I saw a homeless guy on the street and I was just like, Dad, doesn't that guy have a home? And I just started writing about it, as you would as, I think, an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't know, just kind of questioning life. I still have like recordings of things I did when I was like 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
Which is quite funny, but I'll just never let them hear the light of day. They're so bad. Yeah.
And when we write a lot for other artists as well as yourself,
mm-hmm.
When you're writing, do you have other artists in mind, or do you just write the song as you would and then see where it naturally ends up?
Sometimes it depends. Sometimes it comes mid process. Like, I'm starting to do some writing for Little Mix's project, and sometimes you start with them in mind, but sometimes you just like are writing a song and you're like, this actually isn't right for me, this could be sick for this person. I've always got like loads of ideas of who songs could be for, though. I just think I'm always listening to music and different artists, and I think I'm always like, oh, that could be sick of this or this, or you know.
And
yeah.
Who would be the dream person to work with who you haven't yet had a chance to?
I really want to write a song for or with Selena Gomez.
Okay.
I just think that's the goal. I'm getting like steps closer, like, you know, worming my way into like some of her A&Rs, or like taking interest in what I'm doing, and it might be a possibility. So if I keep going and getting more cuts and everything keeps going well, you never know.
And Ellie Goulding, how was working with her?
Amazing. Yeah, we're going to do more time. We got along really well. She's been like a big supporter of my music back from my SoundCloud days, so we got on like a house on fire. Yeah.
And on the second EP, Stormzy's there on Ambition doing a verse.
Yeah. I think he's coming tonight.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And then you're in the Big for Your Boots video.
Yes.
Charlie XCX co-wrote Are You Us?
Yeah,
and
with me,
directed
yeah.
the video.
Yes.
And then you co-wrote Off the Off Party?
Yeah.
And we're on the VIP mix.
Yes,
so
I was.
How did you get them involved and meet them?
What, Rita and Steffi on the VIP mix?
Oh, and Stormzy and Charlie.
Oh, Storms has just kind of like reached out from like early he just kind of like followed me on Twitter, which was really weird. And then like I DM'd him and we started chatting, and we happened to be in Stockholm at the same time. And I ended up just going to one of his shows, and we ended up hanging out backstage and like really getting on well. And now we're like really good mates, and he's like, Ray, let's write songs for artists together. Like, he's so jokes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do you reckon he's got a future as a pop songwriter if the grime thing doesn't play out?
Do you know what? I think Stormzy could probably do anything he wants to do right now. He's amazing.
And so most people know your voice from the Jonas Blue single and the Jack Jones track.
Yeah.
Both sort of dancier records.
Yeah.
For someone who's not heard any of your solo stuff, what track would you say is the best one to sort of introduce them to who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm always kind of moving on to the next thing, and I got a new single coming out like really soon. But I'd say, for a reference of, you know, the thing that is most me, it's probably a mix between the Jax Jones and the IUS song. Yeah.
And you said new single coming soon. Can you tell us anything about that?
I just know the song is completely done, but I'm just frantically like trying to make sure that the production is how I want it. So I'm just kind of like getting loads of people to send me ideas and shoving ideas together, but I've got like really exciting people like involved and working on it now, so I'm just need to get it all together.
And is that leading to a third EP or an album coming soon?
Probably I'm going to do a couple singles, and I want to like build some traction. I mean, I have loads of songs that I can't wait to share with everyone. Some of them, I think it is building up to an album, but I think an album I'm probably aiming for like next year, January, February, personally, so like a year from now. I want to put an album when people want to buy an album, you know? So I'm just going to kind of like start like showing people who I am and what I've got to say in my songs first, you know?
So in the meantime, is it just keep going with the singles, keep
going
with the
rest? I'm just
going
to put out some music, like, you know, some new music myself, which I'm really excited about, yeah.
Now the second EP came out last summer. What's your favourite track on it?
My fave is probably Shush.
Okay.
Just because it was the most fun to make.
And how was making the video for that as well?
So fun. We did the video at Hoxton, we did the video at Hoxton Bar and Kitchen, where my last headline show was at, before we did the gig.
So
it was like really fun. I was obviously like a bit nervous because I had the show later, but it was really fun, yeah.
And for the IUS video, am I right in saying you learned how to ice skate?
Yeah, I did that week, yeah. I know. I was so in love with the treatment, and like the first time my manager and I got on the ice just to practice, I was like, well, we might not be doing this video because I just couldn't stand up straight. But I picked it up pretty quickly, yeah.
Was it a bruising start then?
Yeah, day one was very sad and I was getting very worried, but day two, day three, day four, I started to pick it up, yeah.
And if there was no limit on the budget, what would your ideal music video be?
No limit on budget, I'll probably do something out of space. I'll probably get in a rocket, like get in a moon suit and just be out there. Okay. Purely for the experience as well as the video.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And you got some festivals coming up.
Yeah.
Park Life and Wildlife have been announced so far. Are you looking forward to getting out and doing those?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah. We've got a couple. We got a show, another headline show after this that I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about, but that's going to be in May, so I'm really excited about that. And then doing some festival slots I'm really excited about. Just kind of like getting used to gigging more and more. I love it so much, so yeah.
And this show, of course, selling out very quickly once again. Was it encouraging to see such a quick reaction from
the fans? It's so nerve-wracking, like, you know, because you do these things and you're like, oh, what if nobody buys any tickets? Like, what? But it's such a relief and really, really, really satisfying when you've, you know, sold out a show. Like, that's like goals, you know?
And this venue's three times the size of the last one.
Yeah, so really exciting.
Do you have any pre-show rituals that you go through to sort of hype yourself up?
Me and my band jump around a little bit. I have a honey and lemon.
Okay.
A little warm-up, yeah.
Any songs in particular that you'd listen to try and motivate yourself?
I usually just play what I'm loving at the moment, yeah.
Okay. Now, You Don't Know Me, of course, number three in the UK charts.
Yeah, it's insane.
Behind only Ed Sheeran and Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I know, bless him. How can you compete with the king of pop?
But Were you anticipating that level of success, especially so quickly, because it's only been out since mid-December?
No. Nobody thought Jax was going to do that. I didn't even think it was going to do that. I mean, we were, like, drunk and, like, having a wild time in the studio. Wrote the song, didn't think anything of it. I just knew that I loved it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was pop enough to work, so I was like, oh, I don't know if it'll work.
It's a very striking bass line, of course, taken from the...
Yeah. Well, ironically, Jax put the bass line on after we'd written the song.
Okay.
So... I heard that after and I was like, this works. You know what I mean? Because it was almost like the music was really hooky, the hook was just really repetitive, and I think Jax kind of put that finishing touch and made it, you know, sick.
What's it like working in studio with folks like Jax?
Yeah, it's great. It's so much fun. I mean, we just had like, I had the hook idea before I came in, and then we just kind of like, I sang it to him, he was like, yes. I was there with a girl called Jinjin as well, and she's like amazing, and we were all just kind of like friends getting on. We weren't really trying to write a song, we were just having fun, you know? Yeah.
And you don't know me, of course, the name of the song, but
yeah.
What's one thing that you think people need to know about you that they might not know
I do love ketchup, yeah. That's probably quite valuable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you came third in the BBC Sound of 2017.
Yeah.
Obviously that's a massive bit of exposure
yeah.
Alongside some other great acts as well. Mm-hmm. What was it like hearing that news?
Oh, I screamed on the phone, I was so excited. I just, you know, you need, like, in this country, you have to have BBC supporting you. Like, they're the biggest, you know, and most incredible. Like, everybody looks to the BBC. Everybody, like, relies on the BBC as an information source, etc. Like, a trustworthy name, and just to be repped by them is just insane, you know? It's so important, and I'm just so happy. Yeah.
And what was it like hearing the first, or hearing your music on the radio for the first time?
One of the first times I ever heard my song was when I was at a driving lesson.
Oh, okay.
It was quite a while ago, and it was when Clara Ampho, she's a Radio 1 DJ, and she's always been like a massive supporter of what I've been doing. And I just remember driving in my car, we had the radio on, and the guy's like, oh, second gear, right? And I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden my song comes on and I just started screaming so loud. He was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm on the radio. And he was like, oh, really? We were just having a party. It was so funny.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was a great time.
You said to the BBC when you got that, mm-hmm. that your goal is to be the biggest singer you can be.
Yeah.
What's the next move? What's the master plan to get there?
I just want to be like a massive artist, you know? So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and just hope that people like it, you know? I'm just really excited about this next song that's coming out. And I just hope that this kind of is a good follow-on from Jax and, like, starts to put me on the map, you know?